UN to help with migrant caravans, might resettle migrants here. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Friday, October, 1918. The 4,000-strong migrant caravan heading for the United States has reached the Guatemala-Mexico border, news reports reveal, and it appears Mexico will get help from the United Nations in handling this latest migrant crisis. Called the migrant caravan in the leftist media, the Central American and Mexican governments have been unable to stop the army of migrants, which has grown from 1,600 to 4,000 in a matter of days. 2 days ago, Trump warned Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala they had better get control of the migrant swarm or he would cut off foreign aid. Yesterday, he tweeted that he might close the border with Mexico and send in American troops to guard it. And Trump blamed Democrats for the caravan. Democrats oppose his proposal for a border wall, have called for the abolition of immigration and customs enforcement and even legal reprisal against ICE agents who help deport illegal aliens. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has called ICE agents thugs, tweeted Trump. I am watching the Democrat Party led because they want open borders and existing weak laws assault on our country by Guatemala, Honduras and El Salvador. I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught, and if unable to do so I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border. The assault on our country at our southern border, including the criminal elements and drugs pouring in, is far more important to me, as president, than trade or the USMCA. Hopefully Mexico will stop this onslaught at their northern border. All Democrats fault for weak laws. But now, it might be stopped, or at least slowed down, in Mexico, where police have locked up a troublemaking caravan leader. The Associated Press reported that Mexican cops collared Irineo Mujica, chieftain of Pueblo Sin Fronteras, People Without Borders, an organization that pushes for open borders and the free movement of migrants. Mexican cops nailed the activist at a migrant protest in Ciudad Hidalgo, southern Mexico, AP reported, because he attacked immigration agents and local and federal police after he was asked for his identification during the protest. Mexico UN. To its credit, Mexico is moving against the caravan, and U.S. officials have agreed to a plan involving Mexico and the United Nations. According Fox, citing a top administration official, Mexico requested that the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees (UNHCR) establish shelters along its southern border with Central America. Geronimo Gutierrez, Mexico's ambassador to the United States, confirmed to Fox News that the plan will allow us to have a process by which in our border we will make sure that observing human rights, respecting international law, if there are legitimate claims to refugee, those can be processed in a very clear way. Importantly, the Trump official told the network, any migrant who skirts the new system and travels through Mexico to eventually cross the border into the U.S. will be returned to Mexico, the official told Fox News. Currently, the U.S. has had to house those people until their cases could be adjudicated before being removed to their country of origin, but that doesn't mean members of the migrant caravans won't make it to the United States sometime soon, Fox reported. At the established shelters, UN officials will vet the refugees to decide which ones have legitimate claims for refugee status, the official told Fox News. If a person or persons is determined to have a legitimate claim, they will undergo a UN process of being placed in a host country, which could ultimately be the US or any other country that has an agreement with the UNHCR, the official said. All those discovered without a legitimate claim will be sent home, the official said. And those who don't have correct documentation will be turned away at the Mexico border. Thank you, Mexico. We look forward to working with you, Trump tweeted. For his part, Trump seems happy with the move, however worrisome the involvement of the UN's border-busting globalists. A better plan would be for the countries involved to exercise their sovereignty and set and enforce their own immigration policies that they feel work best for their people, rather than relying on the United Nations to resettle people. In addition to what he is already doing to stop the influx of illegal migrants, Trump should insist that the United States cease involvement with the UNHCR and set our own policies of who we will take on as refugees, if anyone. Better still would be to get us out of the United Nations entirely. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.